Everything begins and ends with the customer. The customer is ultimately going to be the source of all of your revenue. So your time is well spent if you really understand who that customer is, what are their needs. Now, many times you're not going to be able to find things on the internet. I would encourage everybody to go out and talk to customers. If your customers are consumers, go out and talk to them. If they meet a specific profile, if they're females age 35 to 50, go out and talk to them. Find them, network through your friends and families. Find them at your children's school. But you can go out and access points of contact in the community that will give you much better insights than would be available through a stock report on the internet. I'm not suggesting that everybody needs to go as far as create a focus group or assemble a group of your target customers around a table for a detailed brainstorming discussion and feedback around your product. You know, again, it would be time well spent if you did. You can't invest too much time into this process of getting inside the mind of your target customer. There are tools on the internet, companies like Zoomerang, which is a wonderful tool that allows you to administer consumer research reports or surveys that they can send out to their panel of consumers so you can get even more detailed feedback. Again, the tools are out there. It's just a question of finding them and understanding their importance.
And we'll have some of those tools noted in the workbook. Of course, as you've said earlier, the market will be your teacher, and the market may teach you that your product or service needs to be modified. Can the market also teach you that your customer may not be who you thought it was?
I think the market is very smart and it's always full of surprises. I know when we sat down and came up with the business plan for Trump University, we had a specific customer in mind. Once we put out our shingle and opened for business, a different kind of customer responded to our marketing message. Now, it's not to say we abandoned the idea of going after what we had anticipated as our customers. Quite the contrary. It took us a little bit by surprise. We evolved and matured our marketing messages, and we realized very quickly that there's always the customers that find you, and then they're the customers that you have to go out and find. So it was a great way to inform our marketing. But again, it goes back to the idea that when you lay out a plan for your business or write a business plan, it's your best guess, because until you actually go to market, until you actually open for business, it's a guess. That's all it is. Now, your goal is to make it as educated a guess as possible based on everything you can learn about your market and your industry. But understand that you've got to be flexible and you've got to change very quickly and evolve very quickly once you do open for business, because the market ultimately is always right.